messed up the word.
No.
I messed up the word twice.
Oh, wow. It hasn't changed.
God, I would have thought they made some improvements or something.
Come on, everybody.
Hey.
Our Lady of Victory.
Frank.
Frank! Let's go. Watch the doors. Whoa! Trees in the parking lot. Oh. Nature all around us, boys. Take it in. Take it all in. Oh. I'm gonna go check us in. This is great. Is this a real Northwoods Lodge or what?
Mm-hmm.
Check out the shotgun lamp. Isn't that something? Huh? You don't see that every day.
Hey.
Hello? Hello, anybody home?
Looks the same, doesn't it?
Doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Oh, it smells the same, too.
Yeah, it does. Hello? I wonder if they have
What's
a lot of chickens.
What's this over here? For prompt service, blow me. An interesting touch.
It's charming.
Well, shall I?
Go ahead.
People, Wormer, shut the frig up. Oh, what can I do you for?
What happened to that, that dog's face?
Porcupine quills. Loves porcupines, hates people. She's in heat, too. Too bad you're not a dog. What can I do you for?
Your dog ever had a bath before?
Yeah. There she is. Oh, that's a gorgeous cat. Okay, hold it. Hold it. That's good enough. Hey!
Oh, honey, that's bigger than our honeymoon cabin.
Ah, you city-dwelling fools are damn lucky to have this cabin.
Boy.
It just became available yesterday.
Yeah, they call it Taloon's Nest.
Hey, you know what a loon is, Noodlehead?
Yeah, we have one in our family.
We had a fishing party in there up until yesterday. They caught their limit and then blew. Mm. It's all redecorated inside.
Every bit of it.
Me and Wally sunk over $300 into
that's
it.
Right.
And that's not counting what we spent on Lysol.
Mm-hmm. Right?
It's beautiful. Yeah. Now, you folks, enjoy your stay.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you very much. How could you not in a place like this?
Well, you could get the shits from the well water. What did he say?
I missed it.
Gas. Chet's gonna shit a solid gold brick. What a great surprise.
I'll go see where he's bivouacked the family.
This is very unfair, Roman.
What the hell are you talking about? We're a family, for crying out loud. How many times have we invited Chet and Connie to the islands with us? A dozen?
This is a little different. We weren't invited.
Ah, they'll be tickled to death to see us.
Honey, I found out what was stinking up the shower. A present from me to you.
How thoughtful. That's really nice. Just put it in there with all the
others.
Fish all over this house.
Look at this one. All right, let's leave this stuff right here, okay? You put your bathing suit on, and we'll go down to the lake.
No, you go ahead. I really just can't seem to relax in filth.
Come on, well, I'll pitch in later and clean this up, all right? Let's go.
You know, we can't even use the bathroom till someone finds the toilet seat.
Buck already found the toilet seat. It was on the sun porch.
Sun porch?
Yeah.
Makes you wonder,
come on,
it?
No further excuses, all right?
What are you doing?
I don't know.
Stop it, Chet.
You know, the kids are at the lake.
Hey, come on, Chet. Stop. What are you doing?
I'm not doing anything.
Honey, no.
Come on. Well, we got the house to ourselves. Hello. Oh, no. What happened? I'm sorry.
Hey, I just don't
I'm
feel
so
like this.
Sorry.
Can you understand that? I'm tired. I'm stinky. Come on. What are you doing? Come on.
I don't know. We got the house
what
by ourselves.
What about the kids?
What about the kids? They're going to the lake.
Hey, don't do this. Let's go to the bedroom then.
Why? That's the great thing about being in a Northwoods car.
Right? What are you feeding me now?
Oh, come on.
What are
you can run around here naked as a bear and not worry about running into anybody.
Is that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You think it's possible that we could play Fashion Parade?
Oh,
please.
I don't want to play Fashion Parade.
Why?
You get to wear the good outfits.
Oh, no, I'll let you wear them.
You will?
Now, you will be Shilana. Shilana. The oak tree woman.
Oh, I love it when I'm the oak tree woman.
Temptress of the woods.
Yes.
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 Yes, and I will be Bert.
Bert!
A guy named Bert.
I love it when you're Bert.
Mm.
You're always so nice.
Or I could be Smokey's cousin Horny.
Mm-hmm. He has endurance.
Yes, he does. I'll do whatever you
want. Anybody home? Shalana the woods, Temptress? With Horny the Bear, Smokey's cousin?
Okay. Okay. Turn that off.
Oh, yeah.
Turn it off.
No, no, Chester, you said it. Do it on the floor. Beautiful stuff. Hey, that's all right. Game playing, role playing. It helps in a marriage after a little while, you know?
Turn it off. Turn the damn thing off.
Turn it off.
That was quite a surprise. I mean, yeah, you got me. And in the whole week, he'll be here. Okay. Oh, wow. Just something.
So anyway, you're an intelligent man.
Thank you.
Make a good living?
Not bad.
Get a good life?
Pretty good. Answer me one question.
Sure.
Why the hell would you want to come up to a plant-infested no-man's land like this and live like a barbarian for a week?
You wouldn't understand.
Try me.
I have great memories of this country when I was a kid, you know, and I used to come up here with my dad, and I want the boys to have the same memories. I would look around you, Roman, for God's sakes. This is beautiful country here. Take a good look.
I'll tell you what I see when I look out there, if you want to know.
Yeah, I'm curious.
I see the underdeveloped resources of northern Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan. I see a syndicated development consortium exploiting over $1.5 billion in forest products. I see a paper mill, and if the strategic metals are there, a mining operation. A greenbelt between the condos on the lake and a waste management facility, focusing on the newest rage in toxic waste, medical refuse. Infected bandages, body parts, IV tubing, contaminated glassware, entrails, syringes, fluid, blood, low-grade radioactive waste, all safely contained, sunken in the lake, and sealed for centuries. Now, I ask you, what do you see?
I just see trees.
Well, no one ever accused you of having the grand vision.
Nope.
Maybe it's all for the best, while the ambitious scramble for wealth and power, the Chet Ripleys of the world are just able to lay back and casually stroll along life's path. I mean that as a compliment.
Oh, thanks.
The rest of us are all probably going to die of heart attacks and strokes long before you.
I hope so. Wouldn't that be great? Gee, just to see a bunch of people drop that you hate. No, that would be something else, I'm telling you. My goodness me. I've got to walk down life's path right now. Get the barbecue going, get some hot dogs on there. Gee,
wait a minute. No way. Wait a hot shit minute.
What?
Rule one. No relative of mine is going to eat hot dogs as long as he's sharing my cabin. I hate it.
Do you sense the presence of an alien life form?
You know, now you mention it, I do kind of sense something kind of strange.
In the euro currency futures market last week?
Probably.
Thought I might have mentioned how we picked up a Deutschmark's contract, sat on it a week, sold it, taking a 300% profit.
Well, easy money is money easily lost.
See, I can't believe how dangerously old-fashioned your thinking is.
300% profit, huh?
Sometimes it's 200%, sometimes 100%. Take the good with the bad.
Yeah. Still, that's pretty good.
The point of the matter is, you should have your piece, too.
Whoa, Hawk! Whoa.
Hey, how are those tails?
What? Who's saying something about my tails are killers at $28 a pound?
$28? Oh, my God. You know, Chet and I haven't had lobster in an age. Not since our anniversary, anyway.
Oh,
oh my God. That's right.
Lobster.
Save that one.
Oh, gosh.
That'll be for me.
Okay, sure that.
How about the gourmet here? You know what he wanted? Hot dogs.
Okay.
You know what they make those things out of, huh, Chet? You know? Lips and assholes.
I guess I'm old-fashioned. I like assholes.
And I like lips. If I could market lips like those, I'd make another million. Lobster turned out all right, huh? If I do say so myself. So I think we should go into town tomorrow and pick up a ski boat. What do you say? Sound good, guys? Uncle Roman will blow some coin on a kick-ass drag boat.
That's okay. We're renting a pontoon boat.
Pontoon boat? What the hell are you going to do with a pontoon boat? Retake Omaha Beach?
No. Not at all. A pontoon boat, you go out and you cruise the length. You swim from them, you fish from them, and you even bring the barbecue out. You know, you have a great time with these things. You tour the lake in comfort, is what I'm saying.
You guys want to cruise the lake in comfort? Or would you rather skim the waves with Uncle Roman in a jet boat?
Jet boat! Sorry, Dad.
Atta boy, Benny! All right, that's my man. Care to put it to a vote, Chester?
We don't need a vote, all right? You guys want a jet boat? You get a jet boat. Buck and I are getting a pontoon boat, right, Buck?
Sorry, Dad.
Directly from the mouths of babes, Chet.
Are you going to argue or are you going to enjoy yourself?
Hey, I'm enjoying. Chet's arguing.
Hey, how about if the kids go out and catch fireflies? You know, we could play cards.
Kara? Mara? You little dolls want to go outside and catch fireflies?
Honey, they don't like bugs.
What do you mean? All kids like bugs. They're cute. Especially fireflies. Their butts light up.
I'll tell you, I am a killer Monopoly player. Roman taught me. Vicious.
Come on, Mom.
It's good. We have
Buddy Reese or die.
Oh, no.
President of Energy Resources.
Honey. St. James.
Died in bed.
He was your mentor, wasn't he?
Well, one of the men I admired. Hey, what? I'm trying to read here.
Yeah, I'm reading the law.
Sorry. Honey,
I think I have to tell you this story. A story that might save your lives since we're up here in the North Woods.
I know the Heimlich maneuver.
No, this is a bear story. A true bear story. See, Connie and I honeymooned up at this very same lake.
Big spender.
We stayed at my uncle's cabin.
Uncle George?
Yeah, that's right. One night we were getting ready for bed, and we heard this terrible noise out by the trash cans. You remember? And I went downstairs to check it out, looked out the window, and there was the biggest, baddest bear in the North Woods.
Sure, Dad.
No, it's true. It's true.
This bear was over 8 feet high, with big white teeth, fangs stained pink from whatever it killed before it got to our cabin. It was frightening.
Ah.
Frightening. The paws on this thing were immense. With big black claws. Razor sharp. Like Freddy Krueger. Worse. This wasn't a movie. This was happening. This was now. This was right in front of me. And all that separated me from that bear was a pane of glass.
Honey, maybe we shouldn't tell this story right now.
Mom, it's
no,
fine.
No, no,
no.
I'm thinking about nightmares.
No. They have to hear this. Like I say, it might save their life one day. Now, I saw that bear. It saw me. And it was hungry. Hungry for blood. Human blood. You see, once a bear gets a taste for blood, it craves it. It needs it. It will do anything it can to get it.
that bear had become a man-eater. Our eyes locked. My heart was pumping. I ran into the living room. I grabbed the shotgun off the mantel, turned around, and there was that bear right in the window. Its breath was fogging up the glass. And suddenly, it let out this god-awful roar. It started smashing in the walls. The pots and pans started rattling. And the walls started shimmering, and then the floorboards started lifting. I knew then that it was either the bear or your mom. So I raised the rifle, I took aim, and I fired.
Wasted her?
No, Benny, a shotgun's not gonna kill a monster bear like that.
Well, what happened?
The buckshot shaved the hair clean off the top of its head. It ran off. We never saw it again. Oh, I hear from my uncle every now and then. And he'd tell us about the bald-headed killer bear that was roaming about the area. The bald-headed killer bear of Clare County.
Is she still around?
Oh, no. That bear's gone. No.
She may be out there. Crazy, bloodthirsty as ever. So when you go to bed tonight, if you hear a noise, whatever you do, don't look out the window. Because of my...
Jesus Christ! Yeah. I'm half drunk here, Chet. What are you trying to do? Give me nightmares for a month?
Come on, Roman.
I can't believe you, Dad, all right? Benny, honey.
Thank you. Gee, I'm 25 pounds overweight. I don't need a blast to the kicker like that. I felt my plaque start flowing again.
Really inappropriate, Chet.
What? It was a story. Come on. Oh, come on.
Oh,
it was a kind of true story.
Oh.
Part of it happened, and I just embellished a bit. That's all. Come on, kids. I got... What? What does that look?
Benny.
So now I get the look. I was just trying to have some fun. Oh, God. So I made the fangs a little bigger. Jeez.
I'm telling you, you got nothing to be afraid of, okay? I mean it.
Look, it's a story my dad told me, and I'm sure his dad told him, and I'm telling you.
It's made up. One day you're going to tell your kids this story. You will. I guarantee it.
Good evening. How's it going? Listen, girls, as your father, I feel it incumbent upon me to set the record straight on the validity of the tale which Uncle Chet shared with us this evening. I know that a terrifying story like that coming from the mouth of a recognized authority figure could be traumatizing for kids like yourselves. I know that because I had a similar experience with my Uncle Roy and a story he used to tell about a family that went into the woods and was attacked by a band of escaped army psychiatric patients who'd been subjected to violent, hellish, torturous behavior modification experiments. Seems they escaped from the metal boxes the army kept them in, found this family in the woods, fell upon them, slaughtered them, and ate them. Well, now that story, it gave me nightmares not to be believed, so I don't want Uncle Chet's bear story to upset you in the same way. So I'm here to say that there actually is no bear, and that all of what Uncle Chet was saying was just a yarn spinning for our entertainment. And even if there were a bear out there, I'm in the house to protect you. So, no more thinking about bears, all right? No more thinking about unpleasant things. We're going to close our eyes and dream about nice things, about cuddly, soft, fluffy things. Okay? Super. Good night. Sleep tight. Oh,
honey. Chet? Where are you?
Hey. Oh, God. Oh, that's rotted. Oh.
Hello, Jerry Asmuth, please. Yeah, Roman Craig. Yeah, I can hold, but not for too long. I'm in God's country here. My signal's kind of weak. Honey?
Yes, Roman?
Why is it that Chet's kids look at him like he's Zeus? My kids look at me like I'm a rack of yard tools at Sears. I mean, why can't they connect with me?
Well, honey, maybe if you spent a little less time at work and a little more time with us, things would be different.
Put a cork in it, honey. Talking business. Jerry. Yeah, Roman. How are you? Now listen, I'll save us a lot of trouble now and cut right to the chase. I got an unbelievable investment opportunity for you. You got about 3 minutes and 25 grand? Jerry?
Did you hear what I said?
Lost the signal here. These cellular phones, they don't work.
Well, maybe he hung up on you.
Why would a minister hang up on me? I've been to his church.
Oh, yeah! Once!
All right!
How about that, huh? We're gonna be scraping the bugs off our teeth with this baby, Ben, what?
That's too much boat.
Look.
It's just too much.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure. Are you hungry? Give me 4 chili dogs and 2 plain dogs, please.
That's 6 hot dogs, Dad.
It's for everybody, all right? And I'm hungry. So?
Oh, yeah. Do you mind if I, just walk around for a while, you know, cruise the town, and I can walk back when I'm done?
All right, all right. But you gotta promise me. When you get back, we're gonna spend some time together.
Right.
That's why we're up here, you know.
I know.
That's the whole point of this trip,
right.
To be in the woods, the men, the guys, together, rugged, manly, all that stuff, the full nine yards.
Exactly.
All right?
Right.
Give me a hug.
What?
Give me a hug, will you?
Dad.
Come on.
I'm too old for hugs.
You're never too old for hugs.
Oh.
All right.
Go now?
Go, go,
Thank
go.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Now, if you meet any friends, bring them back. We'll give them a ride and suck my wake. Okay.
Dad, I'll figure it out. Just give me the skis already.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot. You're a professional skier already. You don't need any notes on this, huh? You don't need any help from somebody who might know a little something about skiing, huh? We're going to go over it one more time, okay?
Fine.
Come on, this is important,
okay.
Man.
What are we doing sitting here?
I don't know. You know, he's teaching the kid, giving him lessons. He wants Benny to be safe.
Now lean back. There you go. Doesn't that feel better?
Yeah.
There you go. Okay, we're leaning back. Okay, now there's trouble.
What?
Trouble.
Oh.
There's some trouble. Come on, Ben. What are we going to do? Let go of the rope. How many times have I told you, let go of the rope? If you're in trouble, let go of the rope. And remember, go loose when you fall.
Loose.
All right, just go loose.
What
are we doing? I don't know.
I don't know. He's shaking.
We got to have a new dance or something.
Okay, hold
your best
up. Thanks, Dad.
No, I can't tell you.
Ski or what?
I can't tell you how important this is.
Hey, let's go. Ski or flee.
Honey, he's waving. Oh, he
was. Oh, he's going.
Oh, he's going.
Oh, all right.
All right, great.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
What does it look like I'm doing? I am not taking any more of Roman's crap. If you like him, you stay with him, because I'm through. I'm out of here.
Wait a minute. What happened that got you so crazy?
What happened?
Yeah.
Come on, what happened?
Yeah.
How about Roman dragging me all over the goddamn lake? How about that for starters, huh?
Well,
not bad, huh?
Well,
have you seen my ass lately?
No, not recently.
Well, I'll be picking splinters out of it from now until the day I die.
Oh, honey, come on.
Oh, you find that funny? Yeah, that was hysterical, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't really funny, but, you know, because I love you.
Thanks a lot.
Come on, what about the kids? We've got to...
What about his kids? All right, let's talk about his kids. His kids, they're spooky, all right? I'm waiting for their heads to rotate around and vomit pea soup.
I mean our kids.
Our kids already do that.
Well, what about this father-son thing? You're going to leave? You're going to pack up? Come on.
The guy's driving me crazy.
You're a big man. And you're a nice man. And you're above all this.
Oh, don't.
Hey, you are.
Oh, come on.
I know it to be true.
I don't. don't. Come on, I'm mad. I'm mad. Come on, all right. What are you saying? I'm being silly?
Crazy. Stop.
Why do you always do this to me, you know?
Yeah, crazy about you. Kiss me. You feel better?
I do, and I'm sorry. I just feel like a little kid. I feel
okay.
A lot better. Why did you do this? Why now? I was ready to go. Why? I was almost in the car. Now I've got to spend a week with Roman.
Come on, you're going to have fun from now on in. I promise you. Come on. Roman's making goat cheese pizza, and we'll take it over to the lodge.
He's making what? What did you say?
Pizza.
No, you didn't say pizza. You said something else.
Big man pizza.
What are you hiding?
Big pizza.
No, you don't have to hide from me. Tell me what it is.
Pizza.
No, you said a goat in there. Is he making goat pizza or something? What is this?
Hey, come here, Connie.
Roman, I got a few things to gnaw over with you.
What's going on, Wally? I found your youngsters inside the mine perimeter.
What mine?
There's an old mica mine over on the other side of the property. It's full of boreholes and sinkholes and pits, caves, hollows. The war shut the facility down. It's never been reopened. Anyway, the kids go there and they yell down the hole so they can hear their voices echo. I'm not going to tell you what the teenagers do there.
I'll bet.
Tell Ripley, too, huh?
Done.
Take care of them, Roman.
We got a shot to see a female Elvis impersonator over in Whitewater, and you want to wish happy birthday to a guy you never even met?
You want to go to Whitewater? Go to Whitewater. As for me, I find it more interesting to pay my respects to a man who's had the courage to live on this earth 109 years. You know, he's the oldest living man in Canada, kids. Isn't that something?
Mm. Well, personally, I'd rather see a 46-inch bust singing Burning Love.
Yeah.
Hey, Wally. How about a nice club soda, please? I'm arriving tonight. Nice outfit. You're Mr. Coordinator tonight, huh?
Well,
quite the look on you.
Yeah, well, the pants are riding up the butt. Something fierce, but I love
that guy. See, Wally, what's the bear dump situation like?
Oh, we got a good one.
Good evening, sir. Happy birthday.
He must be hard of hearing or something. Try again.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch? Do you speak English?
Our sincerest congratulations, sir. You wishing Mr. Tompkins a happy birthday?
Yeah, I did about 100 times, but I don't think the guy can hear us or something. Yeah.
How about a nice group photo, huh?
Give me your camera.
All right, everybody get in there. What do I do? Push the red button?
Just the red button, Dad.
How do you focus?
You don't focus.
You don't have to focus?
You don't have to focus. Just push the red button.
Chad, I don't like them youngsters climbing around Mr. Tompkins like that. He ain't no jungle gym.
All right, girls, why don't you kiss Mr. Tompkins on the cheek?
A nice kiss on the cheek.
No. Come on, it's cute. What old man wouldn't like a little girl kissing him on that cheek?
A dead one.
Huh?
Bill died in the car on the way over here.
Jesus, Dad!
Ah! Oh, wow, go watch. In the bathroom. How could you do that?
I didn't do that. He did it.
You're disgusting. Kids?
Good
Klapke for the full cute buck.
She's so cute.
Violent, but yeah, cute. You got chalk right there.
Look, I'll be back in a couple minutes, okay?
What about the bear dog?
Hey, it's crowded. Hey, this is great.
Yeah, Dad.
See, a lot of people are hip to this. Oh, yeah. Hey, right. Look at those bears. Huh? Are you scared or what? Look at the bears.
They're great, Dad.
They're great, Dad. Hey, I've got a great idea. You're going to see some bears.
Dad.
Here you go. Hey, Zagnut. Yeah. Come on. Come on. Come on. More. Come on. There's some more. Jeez. Boy, he likes those. Now we'll get some action.
Whoa.
Big head on him. Ooh, boy. Easy, easy, easy there. Easy. Hey, come on, watch the paint job. Hey, shoot.
The size of those teeth.
Ooh. Hey, shoot. Come on.
Dad, I wouldn't do that.
All right, that's how you're maybe right, maybe you're right. Yeah, he's looking at us. He's not finished, that's it. When he finishes, he'll go. He's a pretty big bear.
Very big.
Yeah. Just let him eat his candy bar. Shoo, 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 shoo. Hi. How you doing? Whoa. Aw, jeez. All right, all right, all right, all right. Okay. Let me rethink this. Hey! What the hell? All right, I've told you I loved you, right?
Yeah.
Good, good. What do you say we call it a night, huh? Holy jeez. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. We started something. let's call it an evening, huh?
Yeah, I'm tired.
Me too, me too. Yeah, but let's just go.
Yeah. That didn't scare him, Dad.
I'm gonna move now. I'm moving now. All right, I'll just drive out. He'll jump right off. Don't you worry.
Dad?
Yeah.
Isn't it illegal to drive with a bear on your hood?
I don't know in this state. I mean, I just don't. Yogi and Boo Boo in the flesh. I wish the Hell Ranger Smith would get out and get us home. Hey, easy on the roof, pal. Should have brought Uncle Roman's car.
Knock, knock. You didn't give me a chance to apologize. Can I sit down?
I don't own the park.
Oh. Look, I just got here. I'm from
Chicago.
Gina.
Look, it's no big trick, dude. Live all your life in this town, it becomes like second nature.
Guess this means that I'm at my first local.
You don't know how local I am.
You know, it's a really beautiful town. I mean,
it's a hole in the earth. Look, why don't you just save your breath? I'm not a tourist attraction. What did I do?
Dad.
How you doing, handsome?
What are you doing down here?
No. Getting a breath of night air. Hey, you want to take a spin in the rowboat?
Right now?
Yeah, what the hell?
In the dark?
Well, we'll check out some stars.
I don't know.
Come on, let's do something. I know we're here. Let's go. Come on. And I'll let you row.
Oh, great.
It'll be fun.
Yeah.
Boy, what a beautiful sky. Smell that air. That something? Yeah, that's the old city in your lungs. Get rid of that. You're getting the good air in there now. You know, one day, you're going to be coming up here with your kids.
Yeah, maybe.
I want to give you something.
Dad, you're not going to kiss me in the boat under the moon, are you?
I'm not going to kiss you. I'll give you my ring.
Why?
Why? Because my father gave it to me, and now I'm giving it to you. Grown up now, you deserve it.
So, like, you and I coming up to the woods is like your father bringing you here.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, I understand. Thanks for the ring.
The house special room.
Where am I supposed to put the tray?
Well, from the way you spoke to me last night, I'm sure you can think of 100 good places.
I'm sorry about that. I was in kind of a bad mood, okay?
Don't worry about it. It happens to me all the time. So
but that doesn't mean I didn't mean what I said. For the most part, it's true.
Wait. You don't even know me. How can you say that's true of me?
It's a safe assumption.
Excuse me, can we get some service over here?
Yeah, I'll be right there just a second. Look, I gotta go, okay?
What time do you finish work here?
8:00.
8:00. And where are you gonna be after work at 8:00?
I'll be around.
Can I see you?
Yeah, if you can find me.
Up here, if you trail behind, the Indians will get you.
Come on, honey, don't.
Uncle Roman, away from Dad.
Come on, Dad, hurry up.
Hey, watch out for those Wisconsin rattlers.
Boy.
Those wild boar.
Come on. Hey, wait up, you guys.
What a great
come on.
Hey,
whoa, hey. Ow. Easy. All right. Okay. Okay. Out of your way. Let's just get off. All right. Okay, let's go. We'll walk it. Come on. Come on. Let's go. Hey, easy, easy. Now let's just walk back to the stable, all right? I'm walking, you're walking. Let's have a nice, easy walk. Come on. All right. All right. That was your last chance. That's it. Have it your way. I don't want to do this, but you forced me to. Remember that. I hate to do this to you. Normally not a mean person, but I'm a... Hey!
Hey, back!
I tell you, that baby I was riding was a purebred.
purebred mule horse.
You rode it like it was.
Hey, I'm telling you, that baby was bred for packing.
Anna, you're a stud. You look great on that horse.
Here he comes. Where is that cow? Where is he?
Oh, my God.
Hi, honey.
He lost his mouth. Hey, how you doing there, trooper? Where's that ball-slapping nag you were riding?
Well, it looks a little worse for wear, doesn't it?
Okay, Dad? I'm okay.
Did that horse buck you off?
What happened? You got hungry and had to eat the nag, huh?
What is it?
Huh? Go home.
You go
home?
Yeah.
What, go home?
We got a whole day of activities planned.
Wait, wait.
Oh, come on. Oh, yeah. Oh, come on.
I'm fine.
Hey.
That
was okay.
I know Muskie's the big deal fish up in these waters, but you come with me to the Norfolk Canyon off the coast of Virginia. I'll strap you into a fishing chair and let you hook into a 1,000-pound blue marlin. Buddy, you're going to know what fishing's all about with a capital F.
You'll have to excuse my brother-in-law. He gets a couple cocktails into him. He becomes an expert on everything.
I don't need cocktails for that. Was that a shot?
No, that was the truth.
That was a shot.
That was a shot.
Speaking of shots, set us up.
This guy's a riot.
Isn't he, though?
Everybody loves him, right?
Oh, yeah.
By the way, Herm, making a lot of tips on his job.
Well, I do all right.
Who's handling your investments?
Well, my wife's got some egg money put aside, but she's a real bear. Won't give it up to me.
Yeah, well, I'll take her phone number. I'll change that. Believe me, that's what I do for a living. Investments is what I do.
How you doing?
Well, it ain't raining. So that's
good. Yeah, I guess so.
You fellas met Reg?
No,
I don't think so.
How
you doing? Roman Craig. Pleased to meet you.
Chet Ripley. How do you do?
There's quite a hairdo you got going there, Reg. You don't have a neo-skunk thing? Or...
Roman, what do you do?
Well, he's got the hair.
Well, you don't have to say anything.
His hair turned white because lightning hit him. Yeah. He's been struck by lightning. How many times is it now, Reg?
Six times. Six times.
Six times. God, that's gotta hurt.
Yeah, you'll never meet a guy more tuned into the barometric pressure than Reg is. Yeah. You see him running like hell for home. You head for cover. Right, Reg?
Hey, buddy, you pay for the drinks. I gotta go to John and be right back. Gonna introduce Mr. Thick Dick to Mr. Urinal Cake.
Oh, jeez, Roman, you have to...
What I really want to say is... Thank you. This is very important to Roman and me. I miss you, Colin.
Oh, honey. Yeah.
It's so lonely being wealthy.
Hmm. You wouldn't know about that.
No. I mean it, honey. I mean it. It is lonely. He works terrible hours. Travels. There'll be times we'll go a month without going to bed together.
Really, a month? That long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes I think the only way I'll get any pleasure is by leaning against the washer during the spin cycle.
Does that really work?
Have you ever seen wider legs?
When do you go back to Chicago?
3 days.
You know, I've never had a boyfriend for longer than 2 weeks.
Get out.
That's why I was such a bitch to you that first night.
No, you weren't a big
yes.
bitch.
No. Yes, I was.
No big deal. Don't worry about it.
That's why I don't understand what I'm doing here with you.
Look, I've never even had a girlfriend. I mean, I've dated girls, but, you know, I've never had one I call my girlfriend.
What would you call me?
Officially? Girlfriend.
And you're leaving in 3 days. See what I mean?
Yeah.
Well?
Well, what?
Touching you for 12 years, you never freaked.
Not you!
What?
A thing!
What thing?
What's going on? Jesus. What is it? What is it? What is it?
That thing!
Just a little sparrow.
Come on, Roman, it's got ears! Jesus!
Jesus, Maria, tiny flying mouse, not a grizzly bear.
I am not going back in there until you get it out.
All right, we'll get it out. Chet.
What?
Go on down to the shed, get a shovel. Go in there and get that radar-guided vermin.
Why me?
Well, it's your cabin. We didn't order one with bats.
Well, you stay here too, you know.
You're the host.
So
hey,
what?
Hey, stop fighting and go kill it.
Wait, I don't think we have to kill it, Mom.
Kill it.
No, Ben, it didn't do anything.
It attacked me.
Okay, he's wimping out. I'll have to take care of
it. I am not wimping, all right? I'm just thinking, that's all. There's a big difference between wimping and thinking.
You want me to take care of the thing? I'll take care of the thing. That's all. I'm just wondering who's going to do it. I'll do it. I'll take care of it. I'd like to get some sleep. That's what I'd like to do.
Afraid of a little bat.
So?
It buzzed me. We need a plan. It's bigger than I thought. It's about a 2-pounder.
2-pounder?
Yeah, big wings.
No.
Big
wings.
No.
It's got the teeth. Terrible. Frightening.
Wow.
I think we have to do something.
What we need, Roman, big plan. That's what we need.
We'll have this little baby squealing Mayday by midnight.
All right, let's split up. You see him?
He's hiding.
I know that.
Turn out the lights.
Why?
He's nocturnal. He'll think it's daytime like this.
Good point.
We got him. Come on, you little sonar-guided rodent.
Bonnie, bats carry rabies, don't they?
Yeah, among other things.
I'm gonna call him now.
Okay.
Okay, just be still.
Are you kissing him or are you calling him?
No, I'm calling him down. This is the sound they make, the high-pitched squeal.
Okay. You have my permission never to speak to me as long as we both shall live.
Promise?
Yes.
Yeah, that should do it.
I think that's a good idea.
All right, I'll have the Royal Canadian Mounted Beef Barley Soup.
Ooh, yeah.
And then that bucket of salad.
Good. Well, I'll split that with you.
You will?
Yeah.
All right, do that. That would help. And then the, I get the medley of perch.
My favorite. Okay.
Miss, what's the old 96er?
Oh, that's our world-famous Paul Bunyan's Blue Ox Steak. It is a 96-ounce prime-aged beef steak. And if you or any member of your party orders the old 96er and finishes, everybody eats for free.
Hey, not bad, huh? Want to go for it, girls? How about you, Chet?
People seem to like that. Yes.
I'll try it.
Okay, great.
Here we go. Seriously, though, has anybody ever eaten one?
Oh, no. No, not in my lifetime, no.
Processing nicely. Huh? Processing very, very well. Huh? All right, continue. That just about does it.
He's not done yet.
Well, he may take a little while with that last bite, but it'll go down.
That ain't the last bite.
Well, sure it is. There's nothing on that plate but gristle and fat.
Double the bet.
Oh, God, no.
No problem. Listen, if I can get a dessert down him, I think you could throw in a couple of Paul Bunyan hats for the kids.
They'll be telling their grandkids about this. Oh, boy, what a night, huh? Where's he going? Boy, I'll tell you, that Jimbo's my bad guy. I just got a word with him. Here's the kicker.
On that meat.
Oh, honey. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Let's go, everybody. Move it out. It's 5 a.m. Fishing boat shoving off in 15 minutes.
These are the biggest worms I've ever encountered.
They're not worms. They're leeches.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I am not touching leeches, Dad. No way.
Cut it out, will you? They don't bite.
Oh. No, they suck blood.
Ooh. Now, would you watch the hook,
Dad, that's
Finn?
My hook.
Ah! Well, where's Finn? Where's the
flashlight?
I don't
know.
Right over there behind you. You owe me big for this one.
Oh!
very funny, very funny. Oh, give me a leash, will you? Oh. Everybody got their leech?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. On the count of three, insert your hook. Ready? One, two, three.
Yeah!
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, hold on just a minute. Cammy, phone. Okay, Cammy's really busy waiting on cars right now, man. Take a message.
All right, just please call that Buck called.
Okay, fine, Buck. Goodbye.
What are you up to? What does it look like I'm up to? Well, it looks like you're wanking your crank.
I'm trying to build a fire, all right?
You might as well pour ice cubes in there. You never get a fire going that way. You don't crumple a newspaper up. You twist it. Twist it. Lengthwise to simulate kindling. That's the way you get it going.
Maybe, Roman, just maybe, I'm trying to heat up the flu.
Oh, he's heating the flu. Meanwhile, the human beings in the room are freezing to death.
I'm really not cold. Not at all.
Oh, thank you for sharing that. Thank you.
I'm so sorry, Roman. Forgive me. Why don't you come over here and show me how to do it? You talk a great game. Come on over. Let's see a little action. After all, you know everything. You know exactly what to do at any given moment.
Katie, you're absolutely right. We should have gone to Europe. Or maybe even Haiti. Or Antarctica. Or the Dead Sea. We would have had a lot more fun.
Is that a fact? Well, nobody forced you to come up here, buddy boy. As a matter of fact, I don't remember anybody inviting you up here. Do you remember inviting him? I sure as hell don't.
And what exactly is that statement supposed to mean?
You figure it out for yourself.
No, no, no. You specify. You clarify for me, all right? Just as a common courtesy, if you don't mind.
You know damn well what he means.
I think they're trying to say that we're not welcome.
Aha! What did I hear? We've got a bingo! You did figure it out, Kate.
So, now it's all starting to ooze out. It's very interesting, isn't it, Katie?
Yeah, very.
Especially since we threw aside our plans, and we had a great European vacation plan, threw aside our plans to come up here to show these deadasses how to start to learn to have a good time. Thanks for ruining my vacation, Ripley.
What was that? Ruining your vacation? Is that what you said? Oh, come on. I don't believe I heard you say that.
You'd better believe it.
Don't push it, Roman.
You ain't even seen pushing yet. You know the trouble with you, Ripley? You wouldn't know a good time if it fell out of the sky, landed on your face, and started to wiggle.
Oh, you got an awful lot of nerve, Roman. A lot of nerve.
It served me well. I'm the one with the Mercedes.
By the way, is it paid for?
Are you jealous? Chester?
Don't call me Chester. You call me that one more time, you're going to go home with a dent in your forehead.
Oh, yeah, that'll be the day.
Would you like one to match his?
Hey, take it
off.
You want to go right now?
Yeah. No one's denting anybody.
Thanks, Bucky.
Oh, bite the big one, Uncle Roman.
Hey, don't talk to adults that way.
Why not?
Because it's rude.
Oh, blow it out your ass.
Roman, why don't we just get out of here? Come on, honey. Come on, girls, let's
Great
go.
Good idea.
Well, it's the first good idea you've had since you've been here. And by the way, don't steal any of our stuff.
What stuff is there to steal?
We got stuff.
You're allowed.
Oh, well, go find yourself a spin cycle.
Yeah, go find yourself a spin cycle. The hell was that supposed to mean?
Never mind, honey.
All right, calm down.
Okay.
Dad?
Yes, Ben?
Does this mean we won't get a Christmas present from Uncle Roman?
Oh, blow it out your ass, Ben.
Okay. Nobody's blowing anything out their ass, okay? What we're having here is a little problem. And your father and I, it does not mean that we don't love Uncle Roman and Aunt Kate. It just means that we are having some emotions.
What it means is I would like to blow Uncle Roman out my ass. That's what it means.
I don't want to hear any more about anyone blowing anything out their ass.
You might as well blow the whole family out your ass while you're at it, Dad.
Ben, Do you understand what's going on here, son? Huh? You understand what your mother and I are trying to say?
Aunt Kate and Uncle Roman are incredible buttheads, right?
Exactly. All right, troops, mount up. We're ready to roll. You all packed? Actually, I just took a moment to think things over. And I'm going to tell you something I had previously decided not to. I came up here for a reason. Chet, I came up here to talk to you about an investment. In fact, I'll be quite honest, I came up to solicit $25,000 from you.
I knew it.
Hey, look, a unique investment opportunity came my way. I'm sitting in the office trying to figure out a short list of the people I'm going to bless with this opportunity. And I'd say blessed, because this is so good and so sure it should be illegal.
And it probably is.
Well, it's not. It's inside, but it's not illegal. Well, the upside is phenomenal, the downside is zip. As I'm sitting there thinking about the people I might want to involve in this venture, well, your name came up. Why? Because you are blood. You're family. If a guy can't help his family, what the hell good is he? The fact of the matter is, Chet, I came up here to offer you a chance to make some really big money.
Well, it's funny you didn't mention this before.
Hey, you didn't want to talk about money.
Oh, baloney.
Hey, look, I was picking my moment.
You were picking your nose.
Now, there's no mystery here, Chet. I know how you really feel about me.
Do you?
Yeah. And I knew that if I was ever to give you something, that you'd figure there'd be strings attached.
Is that a fact?
Yeah, that's a fact. At our wedding, you were in the John, Kate and Connie's dad. You were talking. Do you happen to remember the substance of that conversation?
No, I don't.
Yeah, well, I do. It's one I'll never forget. Because I heard you say, and I quote, that Roman Craig is a crooked son of a bitch. The next time you stab somebody in the back, Chester, you better check under the stalls for feet. You know, you may think I'm made out of armor and nails, man, but I'm just like any other human being. And when I get cut, it hurts. And that cut me. And I hurt.
Roman, I'm sorry. I had a lot to drink that night. And I really don't remember saying that. But if you said I did, then I must have. I apologize to you both. Terrible thing to say.
Look, I don't hold grudges and I don't have any hard feelings. I'll show you I'm the kind of a guy that can forgive and forget. Well, I'd still like to offer you a piece of that investment.
So brave.
I don't know what to say, Roman. I feel like a real idiot. What exactly is this thing again?
It's $25,000. What's your cash position?
It isn't $25,000. That's an awful lot of money.
Well, can you get it?
No. I think I can make an arrangement or two at the bank on Monday, if that's okay.
Hey, look. You know, whatever you want to do. If you want, you can write a check now for as much as you can cover. I'll make up the difference, and we'll square it away on Monday.
If that's okay with... Is your checkbook in the purse here?
Yeah.
Great. Okay. Then that's fine.
Well, I think it's a real testament to the strength of the family that we can disagree so vehemently and get on each other's nerves so badly over the past week and still part on good terms.
Absolutely.
After all the disagreements that you and Chet had, you still thought to include him in that investment. And, you know, I thought it was a wonderful moment of trust on his part that he wrote you that check. That's a lot of money for him. From what I gathered from Connie, it's probably half a year's salary. I wouldn't be surprised if that was Ben and Buck's college money. You know, you have a knack with money, and I think it's great that you're sharing it with him, and I think it's great that he accepted your offer, that he trusts you with his financial well-being. I hope this investment really works out for them.
I gotta go back.
What, did you forget them?
Johnny, you're scaring me. Are you all right?
I'll be all right once I settle this.
Roman, what are you doing?
Katie, sit down.
What?
Katie, you'll need to sit down to hear what I have to say. Chet, I'm going to level with you. I'm a phony. I'm a fraud. I'm a fake. From my $15 imitation Bally slip-ons to our replicated Rolexes. We're broke. We're bankrupt. We're busted.
We're busted?
We were living well, right? Well beyond our means. I'm full of shit, Chet. I haven't been trading in over 2 years. This deal came up. It looked good. I got overextended. Couldn't meet my calls. I lost my seat on the exchange. I go to work every morning. But now I wear a blue runner's jacket and fetch coffee. I lost everything.
Why didn't you tell me? Did you think that I wouldn't understand?
Baby, I knew you'd understand. But I also knew you wouldn't let me come up here and put the bite on Connie and Chet. It was my only last hope.
Now look, Roman. Now you know I never turned my back on family.
I know. That's why I came up here. And by the way, that story, what you and your brother in the can at the wedding, I made it up.
You what? You made it up?
Dad.
You can't even fool around with a flashlight.
You look at this. $110 for a lighter doesn't even work.
79 cents. Huh. Whoa, hot. Ow.
Boy, I haven't seen weather like this for years.
Roman, where are the girls?
Have you seen them?
Have you seen them? No.
All right, spread out. Let's look for them. That's all. Just, they're hiding under a bed or something.
This way. No, this way. Remember. It's cold.
We'll find him, Katie. We'll find him.
What do you mean?
They're going to be all right. But they'll be okay. Don't worry about it, Katie. I want you boys to stay here. Look after your mother and your aunt, all right?
We'll help you.
Don't see any lift, okay? There's too much lightning going on out there.
Mama! Girl!
claustrophobic. I get in a closed-up space, and I locked up. What if I lose it?
You won't lose it.
And what if I blow it? What are we going to do? We got to get some help.
We don't have time. You can do it. Roman, they're your children. Be their father, for God's sakes. For the first time in your life, be their father. Now, come on. Get in there and help your kids.
Okay, here we go now. Everybody help up the chest.
it.
Big. Big. Ooh, big.
Big? All right, we'll make a big one.
Big bear.
Big bear.
No. Truth. Truth. Out there.
We're glad you're home, honey.
Big bear. Chase. Big bear, chase.
What did he say?
What? Big bear, chase me.
Sweetheart.
I had a really good time.
Oh, well, I'm glad.
Thanks, Uncle Chet.
My pleasure, sweetheart. I hope you had a great time.
We had a nice time having you.
And we're going to miss you. Will I see you soon? And don't drive too fast. All right.
Take your seats. In the trunk.
Room and knock it off.
Cammy, if you're out there, I just want you to know I don't blame you for hating me.
City boys always talk to themselves.
Look, I'm really sorry.
I want you to go back to Chicago, a crazed, lovesick maniac who won't be able to look at another girl without comparing her to me.
Sounds good to me.
You're a good man. You're the best.
You're not so bad yourself. You drive safely.
Thanks. Race you home.
You got it. Race you home. Take care. Bye-bye. Race you home. Why would he say race me home? I mean, he lives away the hell out in Oak Park.
It's just till he gets on his feet, honey. I think you should be proud of him not wanting to take your loan.
What are you saying?
Huh?
What are you saying?
We have plenty of room.
Connie?
If he beats
us... He is not staying in
our
house.
Honey, if he beats us, he'll get the good spot in the garage.
To the memories.
To the memories.
Chester!
Buckley! Get the hell in the car. We got to beat off the wall. Move it! Move it! Move it, everybody!
One, two, three. All right. Got to know how to go.
say it one time.
Time.